Okay, full disclosure, I may get a little amped up during this episode of redefining possible. What is possible? I'm thinking about this so much more because I love to prove myself wrong. And if you listen to the episode maybe a month or two ago, I ran this Clearwater down in Florida 50K in record time for me. I think I was in the top few of my age group. And then 2 days later, I went on this shakeout run, is what I thought it was going to be. I ended up running the fastest half marathon of my life with minimal supplies. And what happened was after that, my whole mindset shifted of what was possible. And I thought, holy crap, if I could run the fastest half marathon of my life 2 days after my fastest 50K ever, what else am I leaving on the table? What else is possible in other areas of my life that I'm not pushing hard enough at? One of them is the amount of groups I'm getting in front of to give speeches. I was not pushing myself hard enough with prospecting and making contacts and getting myself out there and getting a videographer to take shots of me on stage to build a speaker's reel. There were so many things. Like relationships, I knew I was lacking in keeping communication with friends that I wanted to be closer with. Where else are you leaving, whether it's energy or enthusiasm or potential on the table? What areas of your life are you not maxing out? And I would argue that in my life, it's probably every area. Always, but that's the fun of it, is you can continuously level up and constantly think about what is possible and then boom, break through that and redefine what's possible. Once you break through ceiling after ceiling, you start to think, holy crap, there's a lot that I am capable of doing, whether it's on your own or with the help of a team, a spouse, another support group member, a family member, a friend. Keep breaking through these ceilings of what is possible. I learned this probably in the deepest way ever. Whenever this episode comes out, it'll probably be a few weeks in the past. It was the first weekend of June, and I'm training for the Spartan Death Race, which is like a 60 to 80 hour, basically military training outside where you don't sleep. And they just push and push and push, and they try to get as many people to quit as they can. I wasn't sure if it was possible for me to stay awake by myself for this training for 60 plus hours straight. But that was the goal leading into this weekend where I trained solo. I got this mini cabin that was like a glorified tent out in the middle of nowhere. And I went to work. I had my ruck. I had some sandbags. I had a lot of sandbags. I had water and food and supplies for me to be okay for 60 plus hours. And then I got after it. And 1 hour turned into five, turned into 10, turned into 20, 40 plus. And I did it. I made it 61. I think it was just over 61 hours of being awake. And a lot of that was consumed with physical activity. And I, as I'm recording this, it's only 2 days out from when I finished. Still a little feeling it, a little bit tired-wise. I slept for 13 hours the night after the 61 hours of being awake. Last night, I slept for about 10 hours, so I'm catching up. I'm feeling pretty darn good today. I'm still sore, clearly very sore. But the point is redefining what is possible. And I'll tell you where my brain went after this weekend ended was, sometimes I get tired. Sometimes I don't want to record that podcast. Sometimes I do not want to make that phone call to the prospect. And now I'm thinking, whenever that moment hits in my life of, I'm just too tired to do this, I'm going to look back and go, hey, Scaletti, you were awake for 61 hours straight. You can't claim to be tired today. Because most nights, at minimum, I'm going to get 6 hours of sleep. Most of the time, it's seven or more. There's no excuses. I remove that excuse. I remove the I'm too tired excuse forever, because now I can point back to this weekend and go, 61 hours of being awake. No excuse for being tired. Whatever it is we need to do today, we're doing it. It just shifted. It is shifting my entire mindset. And I think that's what growth does. As soon as you, and I love it, the running analogy, I think, works incredibly well. You see somebody, and myself included, this happened to, run a 5K. Maybe they run another 5K. And they think, 10K sounds like that's too far. That's twice as far as I'm going now. And then they do it. And they think, oh my goodness, I just ran a 10K. That's 6.2 miles. Could I run a half marathon? Maybe. And then they do it. And could I run a full marathon? 26.2? Maybe I could. And then they do it. And you keep like, can I run it faster now? A full marathon. Can I run a 50K, which is like 31 plus miles? And you keep leveling up and keep redefining what is possible for you in any area, running, speaking, business, health, relationships. It doesn't matter. Keep redefining what is possible for you. It's addictive. In, I think, the best way, the healthiest way. How healthy can you get? I thought about that. And it's, I know there's a fine line here between balance and obsession. But on this podcast, Average to Savage, you're not going to listen if you don't want to be a savage. You're not going to listen if you're not into growth. So I already know that for a fact. I know a piece about who you are listening or watching this. You want to grow or you would not click on this podcast. And I think in order to grow, you have to keep pushing through some of these limiting beliefs. And when you break through them, it's like a whole new world on the other side. A whole new world. Song from Aladdin. It's a good song. But anyways, there's a whole new world on the other side. And then it's like, okay, what else can I do? I just gave this speech last week talking about when you get to the top of one mountain. It was at an awards banquet. So clearly everybody in that room was already a champion. They had already won something. And the discussion was, you got to the top of that mountain. There's two choices. You can relax, sit in your recliner, lay back and go, I'm good. I got my award. All good. I can just chill out now for a couple years. Or it's going to be the other person that leaves that room and goes, okay, I'm going to celebrate this. Definitely celebrate the success. You don't want to miss out on that. But now, what's the next mountain? What's the next possibility that I can go after? That's who I want to surround myself with, the person that's looking for the next mountain while also making sure to celebrate whatever they just accomplished. Because I think missing out on the celebration is a swing and a miss, because I've done that before and just always looking for the next thing. And before you know it, you're growth, and you missed out on having fun and celebrating your successes. And by the way, I don't mean having fun like going out and getting drunk and then being hungover for the next 2 days. I've been to that life. It's not that. Maybe it's you go get a massage. Maybe it's you ask a friend that you haven't seen in a while to go out and grab a bite to eat. Something to celebrate. Maybe you're with your family. Maybe you go away for the night. Whatever it is, to celebrate the success and then figure out what the next mountain is. I hope you keep redefining what is possible. I never thought being awake for 61 hours straight would be possible. And now I've broken through that wall. And for anyone listening, don't get worried. I'm not immediately thinking, can I stay awake for 80 hours, 100 hours? That's not, I've thought about it, but that's not necessarily the game plan of what is next, because I do love sleep. I want to stay extremely healthy while also pushing my mind and my body to the max or very close to it and keep figuring out what the limits are and then boom, blowing through the limits and crushing them and seeing what's on the other side. I hope you got something out of this episode. I hope you have something in your future that makes you a little nervous, whether it's staying awake for a long period of time or signing up for a presentation that you would usually not sign up for, or signing up for anything that's out of your comfort zone. Maybe it's a dance class. Maybe it's a music class. Maybe it's learning a new language. Keep redefining what is possible in your own life, because I guarantee all of us can blow through what we thought was possible into a whole other life that is waiting for us on the other side. I love you for listening, for watching, however you consume this. I cannot thank you enough. I love doing these. I love the feedback. Let me know what you thought. Let me know what you want to hear more of from me and guests in the future. I hope you have the best rest of your weekend. Savage Saturday in full effect, and have a beautiful week next week. We'll see you in 7 days.